for 15 to 20 million jobs.
What about both? I am your future.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leader.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blehash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM. As you know, we serve Philadelphia and the entire tri-state area. So if you have family members and friends close by, go to your telephone and invite them to tune in here on 860. If they live at a distance, just ask them to go to the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link. Now, in talking with Henry this morning, he told me there is something special coming up, and I'll ask him to tell us about that a little later on. It's a special by Mike Sessions. As you know, he's from Go for Made in America, and I'm going to ask all of that to be discussed in a little while. But I'm also going to ask you to spread the word about all the information that is listed on our front page. When you go on, you'll see American Workers Need You, and click on that link. It's got a little flag next to it. It takes you to my weekly commentaries, which are played on 20 radio broadcasts throughout the country. And I want to thank all of those broadcasters for including that message during their public service time. Also, attached with that is the written commentary that you can send to your local newspapers, to your organization, your family and friends, and help us spread the good news of what we do here on American Workers Radio. When you go on the front page, you'll also see something very interesting. Right under Mark Andel's Made in America store link, there is the Million American Jobs Project. I'm really pleased to say that we have reached 3,993,000 viewers of this particular YouTube Million American Jobs Project link. It is fantastic. And I have to tell you that it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing when we hit 4 million, because these people really explain it all to you in just a few minutes. I want to thank our panel members, Larkin Connolly, East Regional Vice President of SCORE, and I want to say thank you to Rich Loges, Principal of RJL Technology Integration, who's on assignment today, and Mark Andel, founder of the Made in America store, who had a big announcement in the newspaper today, and I'm going to ask that be focused upon. I want to thank our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky, and I'm Michael Blehash, your host, and very proud to be with you on a regular basis. Well, now that all FCC requirements are on record, I'm really proud to go to these various events. In fact, on Sunday, I'll be at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Philadelphia, and I'll be handing out my flyers, and I know most of the people. As the president of Ethnic Americans United, which has many of the ethnic groups in the Philadelphia area working together, I am pleased to attend the parade each year and all of the parades that bring people together to do something positive. And I'm really very proud to meet so many great people in my travels, and they're all saying how important our work is on this broadcast. We're focused and consistent. Sometimes we repeat things this way and that way, but we are sticking to the target, and the target is growing the number of jobs right here in the United States of America. Second most important thing is job skills here in the USA. Now, the people I meet can't continue to spend the dollars, they say, on federal and state programs to give people a few dollars in their pocket to pay their expenses. They all agree with us that we have to do something to get those jobs back. It's leadership in Washington. It's leadership in every state capital and in every city and borough in the United States of America that really has to go out of their way to support small and large businesses so they can create jobs. Well, first up today, I want to call upon a gentleman who's always traveling. Unbelievable man. I mean, he knows more airports than anybody. And that is the very famous and very well-known Larkin Conley. Larkin, how are you doing?
Good morning, Michael. And good morning, listeners. Mark, I understand that we're minus one of the three amigos is on assignment today. I'll miss Rich. I haven't talked to him for a while. I apologize for being so not aloof, but certainly not present and missing all of these shows. But my mother always said, "Don't ever complain about how much work you have or how busy you are, because that can change overnight." So I won't complain. But this is a very busy time of the year for me, and I find myself trying to keep up with what's happening in Washington and across the country. And I have to do that almost in absentia. I mean, it's amazing how hard it is to even find time. Last night I sat down to watch the news, and my son called me. I haven't talked to him in about 10 days. So there went that opportunity to watch the news. But you know what? Family comes first. There's nobody that understands that better than Mr. Andel, so I'm not complaining. I've had an opportunity though to think about what's going on in Washington D.C., and I'm kind of getting a little on the disgusted side. I thought we elected a man because. Or I thought this country elected a man. We didn't elect him, but I thought this country elected a man because they wanted change, and they wanted change quickly. And I don't see that. I really see just more of the same old garbage. I got to thinking, what would I tell him? What would I tell Mr. Trump if I got him in front of me? And I would say, I would say you really need to avoid the press. You need to put your Twitter, your cell phone down. You need to act presidential as you did in your address the other day, which I thought last Tuesday was very, not yesterday, but a week ago Tuesday, which I thought was extremely presidential and to the point. And I was proud of him. I thought that was great. And then he turns around and has the slip-up of the weekend, which is accusing his predecessor of wiretapping his phones. What's that going to change? No matter what we find out, what is that going to change? Is that going to put anybody back to work? Is that going to fix a street? Is that going to create a new company? Is that going to get peace in the Middle East? Is that going to come up with a new health care package? Why is he addressing stuff like this when he's got so much else to do? And it really is starting to get me down. Who cares about the Kardashians? Who cares about bathroom bills from state to state? Who cares about today's march for women? What's it like to have a day without women? It's actually a quieter, peaceful day for me. Trump's accusations of Obama wiretaps, O.J. Simpson getting released. Yeah, Nike releases a new set of tendencies that makes the front page of the USA Today. MTV flips its logo out of respect for the Women's Day march today. Tim Kaine, the Democratic vice presidential candidate's son, gets arrested last night at a Trump rally. Judge Judy Holm gets put online and it's had something like 700,000 hits in the last 3 days because it's so opulent. All of this stuff. Who cares?
Right.
What's it doing for us? Absolutely nothing. Would you please, Washington, D.C., get the hell back to work and stop this? You know, they released that bill last night, and here come the Democrats out of their caucus dinner, and what do they have to say? They have to say, It's too expensive. Well, how do they know it's too expensive? Because on the other hand, they're saying they have no way, shape, or form added prices to what this is going to cost, because it's still GLA or whoever. But one of the government firms says hasn't released those numbers yet. So how can they say it's too expensive? Why don't you take the thing and sit down with Mitch McConnell behind closed doors without the cameras on your powder faces and decide where we can give, where we can take, how we can make this a better bill so that everybody in the country has health care. Oh, no. We've got to make a big deal out of it to the press. And the country's lost. We're worse off now than we were before Trump was elected. And he better get back to work quickly.
You know, Larkin, you're right. And I want to just say something. The media is stirring the whole country up in a negative way. Hollywood worked for many years to change America the way they want it to be. You know, when you look back 25, 30 years ago at the family shows that were on TV, it showed a working dad and mom and kids came from school. Everything was a positive family environment. They showed where people work, how they enjoyed the family. Today, you look at the TV and the movies, it's mainly violence. If you see violence, you see negativity, that's the environment you start to think that you're supposed to be part of. And that's the sad part of the media and what Hollywood has done to change people. When you talk to people who are really, talk to someone like yourself, you put your whole life surrounding your family first. Mark, your whole life surrounding your family for the betterment of your family. Your dad always promoted good things. Same thing with my family. We did always things to help one another. We were there with a smile, you know, to cheer somebody up at a time of need. That's not happening. It's all this ridiculousness that you see on, well, whether I'm just Saturday Night Live or whatever. It's all things to tear people down. You know, working in social services, before I go to Mark, I want to tell you, people that are in a line of poverty right now, and I call it the line, the poverty line, it's the firing line. These people are being used by government people for statistics. There is no interest in these good souls at working age, especially in able-bodied people, going out to get a job. We're looking back at 30 years of a mistake when they took the trades out of our school. I spoke to Walt Jakubowski. He's expected to be with us next week. He's working on a new program that is educating young people so they'll be able to learn HVAC and things like that. This is what we need, these kinds of programs. It's being sponsored by the school district as a result of pressure being put on them by the families. This is off-site from a school, but he said the other day when we spoke, he said these schools have to reopen it. It's all a matter of costs. It's all a matter of teachers and pensions and electricity and discipline and all these things that you have to go through when you're ready to go into the school. You have to have a policeman put you through if you're in middle or in high school. All of this has taken away from the quality of America. Many of these good souls that are unemployed and have to be on welfare programs don't want to be there. When I speak to them, they say, do you think it's nice, good for me to wake up every day knowing that I don't have a place to support myself, that in 2 weeks I have to report to some government official to let them know that I'm still alive and well and I'm still eligible for the benefits? We allowed this to happen in this world. And Larkin, that is why our broadcast, your efforts through SCORE, your example, Mark, and Rich's example has been something that people have been talking about. And I can't compliment all of you for doing the job that you've done. Later on in the broadcast, we're going to have another gentleman with us who runs AmeriLoop, Jude Watkins. So we'll be talking to him, say, the last 20 minutes of the show. But Walt Jakubowski really pleased me this week by telling me about this new program that the schools are promoting. Finally, there for so long, no job openings, no trades, everything was too expensive. Let's move forward and just give the kids whatever we can And 65% success rate in the city of Philadelphia is not something that we should all be smiling about. Mr. Mark Andel, tell us about your success. Talking about success, there was a beautiful article that appeared. And by the way, I watched the video, and I'm going to ask Henry if he would post that video on the top of the site. Mark, is you're meant to be an actor, Mark. You're meant to do this. I mean, you're unbelievable. Tell us about the article.
Yeah, and I will, and welcome Larkin. Nice to hear you back on the show. I missed last week, and we all take turns a little bit. Michael, great stuff. Henry does a great job. We do have a great team here. And Larkin, you opened with family, and Mike, you talked about family and the sacrifices they have to make because what we do. You travel the country, you're making a difference, and your heart's in it for SCORE. I'm making a difference with my business, but it's a team family effort. And I broke away a couple days with Jackie, and we went down to Larkin's hangout, Sloppy Joe's. And I want to mention that, Larkin, because Jackie went there because Larkin did in Key West. well-deserved 2 years, never without the kids. But we work hard. Jackie works hard. Our family works hard. My team works hard. It's never just about me. And I want to make sure the listeners know that because it takes a team effort, one team, one goal, to do what you said, Mike. I mean, everybody wants to provide for their families and have a good livelihood and do their thing, whatever you like. If it's building a custom guitar like Henry, whatever you enjoy, you want to have some free time to do it. We don't want to just have to work without getting anywhere, spinning the wheels. But I would like to say that article, Mike, that you mentioned, we were just I was blown away this morning. L.A. Times released it. Barbara Demick and Carolyn Cole, the video photographer. Awesome people. 2 weeks ago, I got a call, and they said somebody called the store in Alma and said LA Times wants to fly out, do an article. And I was kind of concerned. I've always been very good for the last 7 years, just about. We're almost 7 years strong this April 3rd. And about controlling the media, we've been blessed with almost 600 documented interviews, which is unheard of. But I said to her, I'll meet you, but I don't want to take this political. And they were in town for different reasons, and I kind of knew that. Anyways, I met her on a Sunday. She couldn't believe I'd come in on a Sunday. I said, I will. I'll sit with you. It was 2 hours. And I said, but I'm going to tell you our start to finish, and I don't want to go politics. I said, I'm with the American Party. We do what we do, and we think we're an action plan. We're making a huge difference, and it's a team effort. And, you know, that just released today, and she called me. I was in Florida, and I had to break for 2 hours, and Jackie let me, and I said, it's important. And this lady went out of her way, was 30 years, lives in New York City, Barbara, and, this Carolyn Cole. And they did this story out of the goodness, I think, of their heart, and they believed in what we were doing, which is unheard of. And I said, I don't want it twisted. I want facts. And if you read it, and if the listeners can go on site, Mike, if you can make it available, it's point on. She opens up. There's nothing that plugs in that we make in the United States. There's nothing that takes a battery. There's five steel mills left in the United States. There's two vertical mills for clothing fabric. We have 7,000 items, but 486 privately owned American businesses we support. We shouldn't be this alone. The Made in America store, my store, shouldn't have to exist in the United States of America. It talks about supply chains that Larkin talks about always. This is going to take 10, 20 years to ever rebuild. But the article is so point on, and I want to give it for LA Times. Everybody, oh, boy, you're meeting with LA Times. You know, watch that. There's great people out there like Barbara Demick and Carolyn that make a difference, like Michael Blehash, Larkin Conley, and Rich Logis, and, you know, the Henrys of the world. This is what's going to change the country. Good people doing good things. But that article was point on. And my take lately, you see, you know, Trump in Washington and I love that it's an entrepreneur and a businessman, and Larkin, you're dead on. You're seeing things that you shouldn't. I think he's got to fill his bus up. I think they're waiting outside. He's got the bus there. He's got to get the right people in the seat. Then he's got to jump in the driver's seat and start driving it because you need the right people on your bus, and you got to get them in the right seat, and you got to start going forward. And I think Washington is very broke. And I think the media, like you said, Mike, is doing a terrible job.
Terrible job. You know, one of the problems, I've met Donald Trump on three occasions, and one of the problems that I see with him, I mean, I'm hoping and praying he's going to do a wonderful job. There's only one problem. And for all these years in business, he was the chairman of the board, and he ruled the board.
Yes.
Now he is the chairman of the country. And he has to work with the House and the Senate and make sure that everybody's working and playing on the same sheet of music. It's a little
huge
bit of a change for him. Just saying, I want this, I want that. And this is part of the problem. But I believe, and I'm praying, that he will grow into the situation, as you said. He has to get into the driver's seat of the bus and only allow people like yourself, Larkin, Rich, Henry, and others on the bus that are going to do a job for the American people.
Yeah, but most of the business owners I know and entrepreneurs, and Larkin would probably agree, are probably the toughest people I know because it's their baby and they believe in it. So if he truly believes in the United States of America, I think it'll come out. You know, but he's got to grab hold of it and start putting things in line. And I think Larkin, we're on the same page there. And I think it can be done. But we've got a beautiful country. We just got to start somehow working together, and we have to, a leader has to lead, and you're going to make mistakes, but the media's got to back off too. They got to get positive if they truly want to make a good difference for the country.
And you know, Larkin, why has the media been quiet about offering suggestions on how to make positive change happen? Why haven't they been the first ones? Well, Mr. President, they should have been doing it for the last 30 years. Mr. President this or Mr. President that. What can we do? Why don't you do this? Why don't you think about this? Why is the media there to stab you in the back rather than pat you on the back?
Well, it's a very careful balance between the reason for their existence and how they can sustain their existence. The reason they're there is to report, and I firmly support that, and I believe in it, that they should have the right to question anybody in government at any time about anything that they're doing, and any government official that tries to hide what they're doing because they don't think the press favors them is sadly mistaken and just misunderstands the whole all of the elements that have made this one of the greatest countries in the history of humanity. And, you know, the other side of that is they got to sell commercials, they got to sell ads in order to pay the people. I mean, it's a for-profit business.
And they're on 24 hours a day now.
Right,
and that means they got a lot of ads to fill and a lot of people to pay.
And they're trying to skunk each other with everybody has headline news, the three things you ought to know. It's all, you know, listen to us because we're going to tell you what's going on. And you know, my point this morning is, who cares about 85% of what they say is going on? I don't care.
You're right. You know what I did, Larkin? We started Lent last Wednesday. And you know what I did? I gave up watching all the negativity or as much as possible in the negativity on the stations. And I haven't bought one thing that is not American made. And I haven't supported one business that's not working in the local community, going out of their way to keep people employed, their lights on, allowing people to come in, buy their hoagies and steaks and their pizza parlors and their bakeries. We're pleading with people because every one of those small businesses is employing themselves as the owner, and they're employing people who help make the products, deliver the products. We have to start thinking about ourselves. And when I, you know, the last few days, I didn't have the time, quite frankly, to really look at a lot of the stuff on the various news channels. And, you know, I feel better. I'm able to make my own opinions. Like, I had somewhat of a discussion with someone in government recently. And they said, Michael, there's growing poverty. Poverty, you have to accept it. I said, sure, I do accept it. However, there's one problem that you have not answered for me, and that is, where is the plan to reduce poverty? Is there a plan of action? The real question is, what's causing the poverty for working-age and able-bodied Americans? Guess what, Larkin? I'm still waiting, and if you look on Google, you'll never find the plan, the exact plan that they're trying to, you know, institute to reduce poverty. Why is that? We're paying all these people, but they're not doing the job.
Because it's more important to get elected than it is to solve problems. That's the problem. That's why term limits would be so terribly important. But you know, it's they don't want to solve it. Listen, when this country spends two-thirds, 66% of the money that we bring in, that we use to run this government, goes to entitlement programs. Right. Two-thirds goes to entitlements.
Well, in one part of the entitlements, Larkin, is, for the record, goes to the seniors who worked hard, put their money into the fund, and they will collect for a job well done in retirement years. The problem that I have is that the working age people of today, they don't have a resume, they don't have a skill, and they don't have a job that I can send them to. And that's why poverty is where it is and why it continues to grow. And until we, and I'm seeing a little bit of more positive feeling with businesses and all, and people are saying they're going to employ and make good things happen. I'm seeing positive things happen with more people being employed. As I go around, every person, Larkin, this is something you would definitely have a good handle of. Everywhere I go, the store managers tell me, sir, I want you to know, we only work the store here. We get from our merchandisers who get it from corporate headquarters. If they were offered more American-made stuff, we would have it. That's the problem.
And guys, Mike and Larkin, I'd like to say one thing. With just so far 2017, I mean, it's a much more positive business climate. I mean, by Trump with the TPP stopping, it helped. I had many vendors, of course, from Bob Chesbrough from Wigwam and everything, very happy because it would have put them out of business. Controlling this federal hiring helped. Dodd-Frank Act reviewing absolutely helped, and my bankers I'm very close with, they're very excited about controlling and reducing regulation on borrowing money and capital. But he reversed the regulation on oil, mining, and coal, which absolutely helped Mark Andel. I've got my first orders that I've had in 2.5 years from my oil and mining company. Very exciting times. And then the military growth and care has released our joint threat emitter systems. So I've seen, and I was very honest with LA Times about this, I've seen very positive change. So I'm happy.
Well, I agree. I agree.
So
I hear it where I'm going out, too.
People don't bring it up. I've seen major change in within 2 months here.
And that's legitimate. That's extremely legitimate. No question of it.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, sitting in the game, you know what I mean? It's wow, you know.
And if it hadn't been for Donald Trump, that wouldn't have happened.
And that's in my industries, you know, of course, but it's helping business people.
I mean, it's just not even 2 months since this man is in office. So as I said last week, we have to give him a chance, and we have to encourage him to stay focused on those ideas that he did in the campaign where the people went out of their way to vote for him. But these separate things that keep coming up, they kill the whole, the focus goes on the negativity rather on.
That's my point, Mike. I'd love to see the things I just read listed, TPP, oil mining relief. I talked to a guy in North Carolina. 7 of the power plants run on coal. They're more than ecstatic right now because they're going to survive and people are going to have workers. If you have family there, this guy had family, 300 employees. He was down to 80. He's happy.
You want to see, you're exactly right, Mark. You want to see ecstatic. Talk to anybody that lives in the state of West Virginia right now.
Yeah.
They've completely lost their minds. They are so happy over there that you can almost count the senator, I can't think of his name, who used to be the governor, that's now one of the good senators. He's a Democrat. He isn't voting Democrat. He's so far, I think he's voted twice on the Republican side.
Yeah, and my father was a Democrat. We voted for Trump because he was Local 6. He was a UAW Ford, but he believed. But, and Larkin, this is good stuff, and Mike, because I'm just saying we don't hear anything about the positive. Even if you had a glimpse, even if some of the news coverage was on this positive stuff we're hearing, I think it would help people go, oh, that's kind of neat. You know, because if you got family working at these places and they're back to work, these places can feed their family again. I just don't hear any of that on TV.
No, they don't want that because you know why?
And it's
too early into the new administration. They don't want any positive things to be mentioned. Just all the craziness they can come up with.
I'm in defense of your comment that a certain percentage of entitlements go to older people who have earned that. I'm talking about 2/3 of the national budget, Michael.
Yes.
2/3 of the national budget. You give me half of that money, and you create a new department called Jobs, Job Ready Americans. Give me half that money, and I'll fix your damn problem. I'll fix your problem overnight. I'll get it moving in the right direction. And when the Republicans, when the Democrats are screamed, only because it's something that a Republican initiative. But when they scream, those screams will fall on deaf ears.
So, Larkin, you're saying 2/3 of the money spent out of Washington is going towards entitlement?
That's correct.
That's correct.
That is absolutely correct.
You know what's sad? You know what is really sad, guys? At one point, entitlements were, you know, they would give you food stamps, they would help you with some cash assistance, maybe fuel rebates and things like that. Today, it went from 9 entitlements to 22. And that's very unfortunate. And all that is the income tax credit and the child credit. It's all to keep money in the system, but never address the real reason for the poverty, which is people want jobs. Let's bring the industries back to life. The people in the stores also tell me that they are getting more and more American-made stuff in this pipeline, and hopefully by the middle of the summer, they will have those products for sale. So I'm really pleased. So, Mark, there must be a lot of smaller companies ready to go into the bigger companies, even if it's regional stuff. Yeah. When I went to a Kmart, and when I went to Sam's Club, the man took me into Sam's Club. He showed me the different things that he had, and a lot of it is made in America, but it's all food, water, juices, stuff like that. When you come to the furniture, the lamps, the radios, the televisions, it's all foreign made.
Yeah, you know, our store in store again, that special area inside stores, dedicated to Made in America 100% products. Kinney Drug Stores, there's 100, again, 75 in New York and 25 in Vermont. We're meeting them this Friday, and they've had since last May, they've had this store in store. They're very happy. They received some comments they sent me yesterday. One lady said, thank you for your dedication and support of American manufacturers and people. I love to see this in your stores. I hope you continue to do more of it. It was some great comments they sent me before we meet. And it's nice, and I think people are waking up. People are getting educated themselves. People are going, what do you mean? We don't make nothing that plugs in. And people, again, have so much power. Our listeners can make so much more change than Washington. I just truly believe that.
And, you know, Mark, you're right, because the American consumer has the power to make or break the way business is done in America. I saw it with American greeting cards. They were getting pushed off the shelves by all these foreign cards. When I started beefing off on Saturday in different programs, I said, that card is coming foreign made. It costs the store a quarter. You're paying $4 written on the back, $4 for this foreign, and $4 for the American-made card. I could understand a little more money for the American-made card. I can't see $4 for the same product from a foreign card maker. It just doesn't work like that.
And let's face it, we're all busy. You know, they run in and people just don't know what they're buying. We're asking them, hey, take a minute, get educated a little bit. I make it easier because they come through my doors. I've done the homework. But most people, when you stop and try to educate them and be consistent with the message, they grab it, and then you've changed them forever. So if we continue to do that and educate our customer, our American customers, what's happened and where we want to be, and I think we all agree on 50-50 fair trade.
You know what, Mark, you said the most amazing thing that's been said so far today, and that is the American press, the L.A. Times, excuse me, serving the second or third largest market in this country, writers from the L.A. Times didn't know that there wasn't anything manufactured in this country that didn't plug in.
Larkin, yeah.
They were surprised.
That's the opening line of the article, or, you know, right in that first paragraph. I think it's the opening paragraph, actually.
Right,
yeah. They were blown away. I watched their face as they dropped the camera. What? I get them. Everybody I get on that comment. What? Since when? Well, 30, 35 years, probably more now, right, Larkin?
You know, I'm going to ask Henry if you would, Henry, would on the top of the thing, would you put a special feature, put the article and the video of Mark and the article on the top of our page? When you send out the rebroadcast, would you include that in there too? Wonderful. And I ask everybody who's listening, when you get our email, send it off to someone else so we could spread the word.
And sometimes we keep talking over that, and Larkin, that was a good point. That's just amazing. We don't produce anything 100% that you plug in or takes a battery. It's not right. It's not for our country's security. You should always make a portion or be able to make a complete item here.
You bowled me over. I mean, I still remember how virtually amazed I was. I thought maybe you didn't know what you're talking about. When you said, excuse me, but we do not manufacture a toaster in this country. I said, what? He said, we do not manufacture a toaster in this country. I said, get out of here. That can't possibly
And by the way, guys, I want you to know the toaster is sitting here in the studio right by me with the same American flag that you send it to me. And we did try toasting on it. We had a wonderful time doing it. But it is. It's the first American-made toaster that I can actually say. Maybe there's a few commercial toasters that you'll find.
You put them in a big. You know, I make the toaster that plugs in, and we're sitting in my factory there at the end having a couple drinks together going, oh, there it is, coming off the line right
You know,
there.
Guys, when people ask me, why did all this happen? I say, well, over 70,000 companies, businesses, manufacturers were dismantled. They moved overseas, and there's no supply chain. And that's why we're having this difficulty in America, getting those supply chains. As I asked a few weeks ago, is there any warehouse, Market or Larkin, that you can send me to that I'd be able to see 100% American-made goods other than Mark Andel's warehouse?
Yeah. You know, it's funny, we're growing it, Mike, and we shouldn't have to. And again, like even in that article today, they said Mark supersedes the Federal Trade Commission because they only require 50-50 fair trade. And they were blown away by that. I said, no, you can be 50% foreign, 50% domestic, and be called made in America. They didn't know that. Then the Berry Act we went through that was designed to try to protect what we're all about. And then they found ways around that. People didn't stick to the plan. Again, same problem in Washington. Too many regulations, too many laws, too many things are not following. If they went back and followed the things that were put in for good reason, we would be a better country. And that's where we are, and it's a shame, but they should have a talk, even on CNN. They should be talking about this. Did you realize there's nothing that plugs in that we build in the United States? These are talks they could have.
You know, we would be able to promote all of these stations and the various broadcasters if they were doing something like that.
It's not
Why?
Sexy enough for
They're
them.
Not interested. I noticed, and I don't want to complain, there was one particular evening news show that was promoting the Made in America issue. If you noticed, Mark, if you watched that station, they have changed it to America Strong. There's very little about American-made back again.
And I'm not liking it as much.
I'm not happy with it because somebody bitched.
More and more because they're pushing us in a direction I don't want to be. And even, you know, David Muir and that, and I like, but I just see, and he, of course, has to do what he's told. I just, I'm ending up where you got to get off that TV because it's just, it's not positive.
Right. He should have, you know, he's not the boss. He's just the person who reads the news. We can't pick on him, but the people at the top should have grew this whole thing, but they stopped it. And I thought, I even sent them a note and they said, well, there's been some difficulties with some of the advertisers. They didn't like the fact that they were pushing this.
And Larkin started to touch on that, Mike. These advertisers are very important to these networks.
Absolutely.
You got to follow the money trail.
You can't exist without those advertisers. Period, amen. It's that simple.
Gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen who are listening, I want you to be introduced to someone who's been on our broadcast before. And he is the founder of AmeriLoop, Jude Watkins. You can see his link on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Just look at the AmeriLoop link on the right-hand side. And Jude, welcome to the show. You've spoken to Larkin before and to Mark Andel. What's the latest with the Ameriloop?
Thank you. Thank you for having me on again. It's a pleasure. And hi, everyone. The latest is we fired it back up again, and we have a little bit of action here and there. It's obviously nothing goes as fast as you want it to, but we have some users migrating back to the site. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. And it's basically an insourcing platform for American companies to connect to each other, and also for American consumers to find American products as well as American companies.
Well, you know, Jude, that's what you're another example of, people trying to work together to promote something positive to unite people. I'm encouraging everybody to go and take a look at Jude's site. Just go to Ameriloop.com. And by the way, when you do that, you can go on the front page of our site and go right to it as well. You know, Jude, Mike Sessions and Henry Chaplinsky have been working on a brand new situation, and I'm going to ask Henry to tell us all about it. It may help all of us, Jude. Henry.
Yeah, so Mike Sessions, we got to send a shout out to Mike Sessions at Gopher USA. He made an American Workers Radio app. So basically, if you go to, and it's only available on iPhone and iPads right now on the Apple platform. He told me that he would do the Android if enough people bothered him about it. But we're all on Apples here anyway. So Mark, you better go download it. Larkin, Rich, better be home downloading it. You go to the App Store and you search for Gopher USA, you'll see his app, and then you'll see American Workers Radio. On the app, he put a link to all you guys, RJL and Score and Mark Your Store. He also put links to the rebroadcasts, the commentaries, and, of course, Michael's Deck Clock. And if you go to his app, it's actually, I don't know if you guys are aware, like Larkin, if you're with Mark in a car and you're driving across Kentucky and you just get out of the bar, and Mark turns to you and says, hey, you know what? I need a hammer, which I don't recommend. But if you're in that situation, you pull out your phone and you pull up his app, it'll track your location. Then you say, where can I get an American-made hammer? And you just search hammer, and like the four stores in the area, if you're near Mark's place, it'll go right to his place, I guess. But the stores in the area will have, it'll show you where you can get a hammer or, you know, whatever kind of product you need. So, I mean, it's a pretty cool app that he's got going on. So I like to thank Mike. He's going to tell you that I helped him with it. I didn't do much. Trust me, he did it. So,
I applaud both parties here. I talk about the supply chain all the time, and as being one of the main pieces in the remedy of the situation that we find ourselves in. You can't build a toaster in America if you have to go to buy the filament that toasts the toast in China. So the supply chain has got to be built up in this country, and what you're doing in both of these cases is not only creating a supply chain or getting them together so that they can create a supply chain, but you're also providing the consumer with a place to find these things that are made in America. That's absolutely primary. I mean, you can make things until you're blue in the face. If you don't have a channel to sell them in, or if you're not marketing it properly and moving it, then it's not going to work. So I applaud, I mean, a standing ovation for both individuals for what you're doing. I think it's really, really good stuff.
Jude, how's everything going on as far as you're concerned? What do you see happening in the last few months?
I feel like there's a lot of hope in the country now. I really do. I think that things are they seem to be turning around and headed in a direction where in a direction of hope. You know, that's what I see. I think there's going to be great things that happen, and I think they could be happening sooner than anybody thinks.
And that's a great report.
It could happen in every industry too, you know, especially if, you know, these platforms start to get used. It's something that can literally help every single sector of business and every single sector of industry.
And Jude, this is Mark Handel. How are you?
Good.
Congratulations.
How are you?
Good. Congratulations on being back up and running. And, you know, you brought up a good
thing.
Thank you. Hope, and hope seems so simple sometimes when you just say it. When I opened my store April 3rd, 2010, everybody that came in this little town of Elma said, "You give me hope." And sometimes that's all it takes, some positive hope. And that's what I'm seeing also. And I'd like to comment on that because businessmen needed some hope because we're pretty worn out. And it's given some hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel, and sometimes that's the spark you need.
Yep. I think maybe we'll see this hope and change after that 8 years passed there, right?
Yeah. You never know, but, you know, anytime change can make bring good things, too.
You know, I wish there was a way for us, the common people in the industries and in the media, to get the word to Washington. I wish they had, like, a call center where you just went to focus on sharing ideas. Share your ideas with President Trump and Vice President Pence and whoever else, with the Democrats, the Republicans, everybody. There's just no sharing of ideas. The people fight in their own little corners in Washington, but they don't really go outside to meet the people. Jude, what you're trying to do is unite people no matter where they live. Mark, you're giving an example. You're opening the door for people to have a place to buy some things. Hopefully, before the next 5 years passes, you'll have a few products 100% made in America that do plug in. It is disappointing. You know, Jude, Mark made us a toaster, and he welded it together. He shipped one out to Rich Loges, Larkin Conley, to Henry Chaplinsky, and myself. And, of course, he sent it to our studio. So we had some toast. I brought in all the people from the center. We had a wonderful time. It's sitting here on my desk. But I want to say that I have gone out to many stores. I looked at all the brand names. One of the biggest things that fooled the American people over the years is the people that ran the industries in America, moved overseas. They took all the brand names with them. They had the same package printed overseas. They packaged it up. People went to the shelf. Nothing looked different unless you looked in very small print, made in this foreign country or made in that foreign country. Otherwise, you wouldn't know for 20 years where it was made. And it's only now that we're talking about uniting forces, getting people together to look. That's been the most positive thing that has come out of this broadcast, asking people to look at labels, pick up the items, show your concern to the storekeeper, to the manager. Do you have any, ask questions. Do you have anything that's made in America?
And, Michael, enough care. If it's Henry's baseball team or what, they go, "Hey, they're making them shirts. Could you put them on Bayside because they're made in America?" It's just that little difference that grows these companies.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, you can have enough care just to either sell it or make it or request it. It makes the difference.
And, you know, the first thing that I've spoken, Mark, because of what I'm trying to do in another issue, I've spoken to about four importers and five merchandisers. Every one of them gave me the song and dance of my life. And it all boils down to this. Do you make 25 cents on an American-made product or 55 cents on a foreign product? That's the bottom line. 55 cents on a foreign product allows you more money to pay people, pay your bills, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and then I say, but if you get it, you get a quarter, you make a quarter on it, that means that people in America will then have the opportunity to have money in their pocket to go to that store and buy it.
And if you look on the LA Times interview today, if you go online, there's a video. But if you know, she wanted to know my pants, my jeans. She said, "Don't tell your boy if I got to know where your underwear is made." She went through everything because I wear 100% every day because I have to. I'm that guy, right? So, but if you kind of look and kind of keep looking and see where that product's made, it's not that difficult to do once you find out where to get it. And that's where these AmeriLoop and Mike Sessions apps can really help you, just finding that product and making it more easy for you.
Yeah, we have to unite. Jude, Watkins, Mike Sessions. We're all going to have to get together, and Henry Chaplinsky is the best man to make all that technology come to life. We have to work together. There's got to be a change. There has to be somebody to focus on. Point to these guys. These people will definitely, you know, show you how to unite. There's just not enough people who stand on their own and speak on their own.
Yeah, I picked on Tim Cook with Apple with the iPhone in the article. You'll see it in the video, I believe. You know, I said if you're making $300 on an iPhone profit, even $200, take $50 or $100 out and make it in our country.
Absolutely. You're right. All that's happening is Americans are going into debt more and more, being in the stores, seeing it, wanting it, the discretionary products. They're putting it on their cards. They're just rising their debt up. And soon there's going to be no way to pay the bill if we don't bring those jobs back. And there is many possibilities.
Think of the livelihood, not the dollar.
You know, Jude, how are things up in your area of New York? How are jobs and all?
They're decent, I suppose. A few years ago, you know, we have some real estate here and some manufactured housing communities and stuff. And a few years ago, I always used to get people walking up to me asking if I had any work for them or, you know, whatnot. And now that doesn't seem to be as much. So I guess if I kind of use that as a litmus test, then, you know, maybe there's hopefully a few more people are working. But
what part of New York are you in, Jude?
I'm just south of Albany, right near the Capitol.
Oh, okay. I'm on Western New York side. Okay.
Here's something else I'd like to suggest, and maybe we can get some political person to do it. Maybe we should have, just like the debt clock, we should have a clock of growing jobs in the USA. Every month they announce, oh, we got 180,000 or 200,000 jobs, but people don't consider 300,000, 10,000 Americans, especially the baby boomers, are retiring every day. So we're not even replacing enough jobs for them. Until we get to the point where we're replacing 300,000 new jobs per month, or just jobs, because a lot of those are just replacing people who retired. Until we get over that 300,000 a month, we're really not creating jobs. And that's why when you look at the debt clock, the amount of jobs in the country are flat for some years.
I like the idea, Mike, and the movie did a really good job. And I'd like to say Clyde Strickland, the founder of the movie and philanthropist, is invited to Washington to meet the president soon. So very good stuff going on with the movie. So.
Oh, wonderful. You know, I'd like to do something like that. I mean, SCORE, another opportunity, Larkin. SCORE did 10 new businesses this month, 20 new businesses, 50. You know what I'm saying? To give people more hope, to have them, you know, their own clock. We put it on our internet site. Let's try to build confidence. Confidence is what many of our people are lacking. I mean, the banks didn't want to loan people money to open a business. Then you had all the rules and regulations in the cities and counties. You have to do this, you have to do that. Maybe all that has to be curtailed so that we can start trading on a local level, maybe build up to go to a regional level, maybe state to state. Something's got to change, and we're changing it, by the way. The new president is only one person, but the people represent the dollar bills that are spent on the internet or in the store. So please, guys, go out and support. And I'm going to ask Henry if he would also, when he sends out today's rebroadcast, would you include a link to AmeriLoop? And if you sign up or not, at least take a look at what Jude Watkins is trying to do with his site, how he's trying to unite people. And let's get America back to number one again. Well, I can see by the clock on the wall, we're getting closer and closer. Larkin, what are your closing thoughts of the day?
Well, I want to applaud Jude and everything that he's doing. This is where it starts. It starts at the grassroots. It starts in two places. It starts in the education world, in the trade school world. where we produce graduates from high school that know how to use their hands and aren't the slightest bit embarrassed that skill is how they feed their family, because there's absolutely nothing in the world embarrassing about it. And also with those people on the street and available, educated and ready to work, then we start building the infrastructure, which Jude is so wonderfully pulling together, electronically, technology, the whole 10 yards, so that all the buyers in the country find out that there really is a place to go where, if you are moved by the positive effects of buying American-made products, there's a place you can go now. And Jude, I wish you the best of luck.
You know, Larkin, this might be a thought. Is there any way you can share AmeriLoop with the SCORE offices across the country? This may be an opportunity for a business wanting to do some kind of retail to also include some of the products that would be focused on either Mark's site or also on the products that are being mentioned on AmeriLoop with Jude Watkins.
Listen, I'd be more than happy to approach my brothers and sisters at SCORE and ask them. They are very motivated, obviously, by anything and everything that's made in America and done by our own citizens. So, yeah, let me, Jude, if you want to reach out to me, I would be more than happy to at least maybe even put it in a flyer that goes out to every member.
Sure, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Wonderful. And
appreciate that.
Jude, what are your final thoughts of the day?
I think it's going to come around, and you know, once these companies get, you know, hopefully the president will give them some incentives and stuff, maybe cut taxes and raise tariffs, and I think we'll see it happen.
Wonderful.
We need the tax base.
Jude, as always, I'll be in touch. Thank you for all your help, and I'll make sure that we include AmeriLoop on our next email, and it is on the front page of American Workers Radio. Mark Andel, congratulations on another opportunity to bring to the people the fact that there's not an plug-in in the United States of America. As I said earlier, I'm going to ask Henry to post that on the front page of American Workers Radio, right on the top there above the panel. We can put, see Mark Andel and the article that appeared in the California newspaper. Mark, your closing thoughts.
Yeah, I just want to reach out to Jude Watkins. Wish you best of luck. Reach out to us, Jude. We'll help you every way we can, okay? Make sure you reach out to me. I'll tie you with the right people here. I just, you know, one country, one goal. We got to stay positive. 2017 is looking brighter. Great to hear Larkin's voice. Rich, wish you luck if you're listening.
And once again, my thanks to Mike Sessions at Go For Made in America. And we'll keep you posted on the way to get the app. And wherever you are on your phone, you'll just be able to click on, hear our broadcast, and go to our other links. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until this Saturday at 11 or next Wednesday at 11, I wish you and yours the very best. Support our theme for this year. Support the American Made label.